What to do about all our trash? For more than 30 years now, Hawaii County has been trying to find the best way forward after it finally closes the Hilo landfill. Our Big Island contributing reporter Sherry Bracken is on the line with the latest. Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. So get me up to speed. How does Hawaii County handle its garbage now?
Well, right now, Hawaii County has two landfills. One is Hilo that has been operational for more than 40 years. And then the other one is sort of hidden around the Waikoloa Resort area. It's called Pu'uanahulu. And garbage goes to there directly from trash haulers, but also from the transfer stations. The county has 22 transfer stations around the island, and people just take their garbage there. Unlike Oahu, which you have county garbage pickup, Hawaii County does not have any municipal garbage pickup just because we are so big and so spread out. And there are some neighborhoods that do have garbage service provided by private haulers that are houses that are, you know, normally close together. But there's a lot of rural areas where there's no option other than just taking your trash to the transfer station. So it's a system and it works. But the Hilo landfill, the first interview I did about the Hilo landfill was probably back in 2005, early in 2005. And at that time, the head of County Solid Waste said, it's running out of space, we're going to close it. So here we are in 2019, and now they are actually going to close it.
Do we have a date?
We do not have a date. The bid has just been put out to manage the closure, because when you close a landfill, you actually have to plan to manage it for at least 30 years. So the bid out, which will probably be around $20 million, the first step is stopping taking trash, and that'll happen within a few months, and then cover the landfill with something like AstroTurf, which is sort of a new technique. In fact, the Hilo landfill will be the first landfill in the whole state to be covered with an impermeable covering. So that's pretty significant. So the first step is getting the bid from somebody to do something, stopping taking garbage within the next few months, and then getting on with the closure. And at that point, all the trash, which currently has been going to the Hilo landfill, will go to the Pu'uanahulu landfill.
So, boy, that's going to be really interesting. I mean, that's a lot of change for a lot of people.
You know, it really is not. The transfer stations, which is primarily where folks take their trash, they will still all be open. And there'll be a transfer station at the Hilo landfill. So anybody who takes their trash personally will have probably little change. The biggest change, I imagine, will be for the garbage haulers who may have been taking bigger loads to the Hilo landfill. But other than that, for, you know, the public's perception, the only other thing is that obviously the trash will be trucked from Hilo to the Pu'uanahulu landfill. It could go around through Waimea. It could go over Saddle Road, and that will be an issue. Although back in, I think it was Mayor Billy Kanoi's, the third year maybe of his first term, so it was several years ago, more than 10 years ago, they actually did some experiments trucking trash from the Hilo landfill to Pu'uanahulu just to see how much disruption it caused, to see what kind of complaints they got, and they got zero complaints. And then when people found out they had done this experiment, they were like, oh, my gosh, you didn't tell us. We would have complained.
Well, I was thinking about the traffic, you know, rerouting traffic, and you've got, you know, all the trucks whizzing by.
Yeah, and it's going to be probably around, and let me, I apologize for this. I think they told me 7 or 8 big trucks a day, but I will confirm that one. I did not write that down in my notes to talk to you about. But I get the sense it won't be that onerous, but we will just see, you know. But it's got to be done. There really is no question. You cannot have a landfill overflowing, and the state will not allow any expansion of the Hilo landfill. It's right near the Hilo airport, and the landfills attract birds, and that is a very bad thing to have attracted to an airport area. So there's no question the Hilo landfill is going to close.
And so what's the expected life of the other landfill?
Well, the Pu'uanahulu capacity, first of all, I have been there. The Hilo landfill is 40 acres, and it's gigantic. The Pu'uanahulu landfill, I was shocked when I went there. It's hidden up behind a hill, so you really cannot see it from the highway. And when I drove, it was like this endless landscape. It And the capacity is between 50 and 150 years. And you might say, gee, that's a really big range. And the biggest difference is if we in the county recycle and reuse, we can keep the landfill going for far longer a time. And Bill Kucharski, who is head of the Department of Environmental Management, and George Hidesco, the recycling coordinator, both of whom bring excellent backgrounds, and I think we're in very good hands with them, they both have stressed that recycling is a huge key. Green waste is our biggest recycle item, around 48 tons a year, and that is no longer going into the landfill in general. The county, though, is trying to get people to recycle more of their number one and number two plastics, their glass, and, you know, just to recycle everything that can be recycled and reuse things more and just be more mindful of not throwing things away. In the future, in about a year, we'll get a compost station. In the meantime, they do want people to try composting themselves.
I know various items have tried different things with recycling. I believe there was a company on Maui that tried to do glass. And, you know, we're having our issues here on Oahu with the China situation, with them, you know, refusing to take a lot of U.S. litter. And I believe they were farming some of it out to, I think, Vietnam and Korea. But where does the Big Island recyclables, where do they go?
Well, same situation. China stopped taking number five plastics, so we can no longer recycle those at all, and they go into garbage. Our plastics one and two do go to Asia, to Vietnam, Korea, and Malaysia. But this is cool. Our used motor oil stays here on the island. There are recyclers who use it for energy. Our glass all stays here on the island. It's used, it's crushed up and used in landscaping. There's some newspaper that stays here on the island as packing for floral purposes, but otherwise all of that other recycled stuff does go to Asia. And if Asia, which is getting overwhelmed, stops, then it's not clear what will happen.
I know when we had Mayor Kim on the other week, we had callers kind of raise the flag for help as far as all the litter.
That is a big issue. And Mayor Kim told me in my first interview with him after he became mayor again this time that that was one of his biggest priorities, is litter. And Bill Kucharski, who is head of Department of Environmental Management, said they're going to start an education campaign to start with the kids, which will be good. And by the way, one of the biggest litter items we have right now is abandoned vehicles, because it's costing now $600 to $700 for somebody to turn in an abandoned vehicle. And so Kucharski says that they're thinking of doing an amnesty. But the regular small litter thing, it's unimaginable to most people. Why do you throw things out of your car? It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Malama the Aina, Malama the Aina.
Yeah.
I know we had talked about this abandoned car issue with the county council, and I believe, you know, the problem there is that they were having to deal with the cars on private property.
Well, I think that they have worked out a way to also tow off the cars off private property. You know, in the last several years, the number of abandoned vehicles has increased. I will tell you, the police are responsive, and the county has two towing companies with whom they contract. And so if you do notify the police of an abandoned vehicle, it should be away, particularly if it's on a public street, or, you know, within a week, which is really good. I mean, the law says 10 days, but I personally have seen the police be really reactive to that, so that's good.
I know here on Oahu, we've been dealing with the issue of a lot of the vehicles left behind by military personnel. I know the city and county has been working with the military to try and resolve that issue. But do you folks have any of that at all?
No, because we just don't really have any permanently stationed military here. And if we did, I'm sure they could find a way to sell their car, because people are always buying cars here. I personally don't understand why somebody just abandons a car, because I spend way too much money on a car to just leave it someplace. But, you know, I get it that if you can't afford to fix it, that's what you might choose to do.
Right. And I know there is concern growing about the eyesore, and it's just not really good for the environment.
Well, and that's why Bill Kucharski said they're looking into doing an amnesty where people can just bring cars, bring your registration, make sure it's your car, turn it in, you know, no harm, no foul, to avoid just living it on a street, because that would be cheaper for the county in a way than to take up the time of the police and then contract with the towing companies to get rid of those vehicles.
And as far as the polystyrene ban, I know there's lots of talk about that.
That goes into effect in June, and there is lots of talk about that. And then people who get takeout will not be able to have polystyrene as the takeout, and we'll see what happens next with that. The thing is, there's still going to be polystyrene because people buy plates at stores to use for potlucks and such, but the intent is to try to cut down on those things which are not recyclable, and polystyrene does not disappear eventually in the environment, and it does not get recycled, and it can't be composted. So that's the goal here.
I know there's been some discussion about single-use straws. Have you wrestled with that issue over on the Big Island?
Well, it's obviously an issue everywhere, but there's been no publicity or no plan for it at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Sherry. Appreciate you getting us up to speed.
Thank you. Lovely to talk with you. Aloha.
Aloha. That was our contributing reporter, Sherry Bracken, talking about the state of trash in Hawaii County. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.